This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. California's ongoing budget standoff is not an ideological abstraction for the many agencies and departments who provide direct services to some of the neediest citizens among us. One of them is the North Bay Regional Center. Despite its rather prosaic name, the Regional Center, one of 14 around the state, is the organization that pays for vital services for children, youth, and adults with serious, sometimes life-threatening, disabilities.
We serve approximately 7,500 folks and their families. Our budget right now is a little unknown, but it's somewhere between 112 and 120 million, with the majority of that going for purchased services.
Bob Hamilton is the executive director of the North Bay Regional Center, which serves Sonoma, Napa, and Solano counties. And right now, he's presiding over a very anxious staff.
The impact at this point is mostly psychological, but everybody pretty much is concerned not only about the state of the California budget, but the state of the economy in general and how that might impact our program and their jobs or their agency.
Much of that is simply not knowing what's going to happen or when. In this climate of uncertainty, Hamilton says, preparing for a 3% funding cut is comparatively easy.
If that's the case, then we'll have an operations cut and a purchase of service cut. The operations cut will mean that we'll probably likely have to have at least 4 to 5 furlough days unless we do layoffs, which I doubt we'll try to do.
The regional center was able to pay its vendors, the actual service providers, for January. But the specter of getting IOUs from Sacramento instead of checks is casting a long shadow into February.
I've been in touch with our bank, and they have historically honored IOUs from the state or warrants so that we can continue to get cash flow. However, they have not committed to that at this point. So we don't know exactly whether we'll be able to negotiate those or we're going to have to hold them. If we have to hold them, it's dire circumstances. Our cash flow will probably be out of any cash reserves by the midpoint in April.
That cash flow for the North Bay Regional Center is typically $9 to $10 million per month, money that represents the regular paychecks for hundreds of nurses, personal care attendants, physical therapists, classroom aides, and many other workers. About a third of it is money from the federal government, but the rest is administered in Sacramento. And without a budget agreement soon, Hamilton says, the fiscal fate of his agency may be up to the state's beleaguered banks.
If the banks honor our IOUs, then we'll continue to pay our providers. Obviously, we'll continue to pay them until we run out of money. But when we run out of money, all kinds of dire things are going to start to happen. I can't even begin to imagine all the negative things that can happen.
So each morning, Hamilton picks up the newspaper, hoping to find a glimpse of an encouraging development. But it hasn't happened yet.
Folks are trying to make it an ideological argument, but in reality, there's lives hanging in the balance. Certainly from a health and safety standpoint, things like in-home support services and Medi-Cal health services, educational services, all kinds of really bad things are going to happen unless we get this budget mess straightened out.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.